Hey, good morning and welcome, and actually welcome back to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and on Facebook Live. Hi, everybody. Guess what? You know what? We were gone for 2 weeks. We were dark.
Was it right? Only 2 weeks? It feels like longer than that.
Well, of course. Well, wait a minute. Why does it feel longer? Did you do anything while we were,
absolutely
while we were
nothing.
Away? Yeah.
Absolutely
just
nothing.
Just kind of hung out. I went to Hawaii. I went to Maui. Just hung out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was nice.
Okay. Did you get through your whole intro?
Oh.
Should we introduce ourselves? People may have forgotten. I'm just saying. It's 2 weeks.
Oh, you know what? You're absolutely right. Okay. I'm your friend in real estate business, Phil Nardella, and Taylor Williams Moniz is your favorite real estate attorney, among other things.
Woo-hoo.
Among other things when it comes to Mama Bear, right?
Yeah.
I've been selling real estate in Santa Clarita for 30 years, and Taylor Williams is a full partner, Donahoe Young & Williams, the premier attorney firm in the Santa Clarita Valley.
Yeah, man.
So let's get to the important stuff. What have you done? You've made...
I had two babies on your birthday.
Could
we have planned it any better?
Look,
I know, he
did.
Has goosebumps. I love it.
Again, when you called and said, hey, would you mind if I actually had my babies on your birthday?
Which I legitimately did. I texted him. I was like, yo, you're going to have a problem with this.
I went, oh my God, that would be so awesome.
Yeah.
Because you know what? It's a lucky birthday.
Totally.
I have been blessed.
Knock wood.
On my life, and it's been wonderful, and September 20th has a lot to do with it. Absolutely. And 206 and 207?
Yep, that's when they were born, in the afternoon.
244.
No way!
Yep.
Golly, that's creepy.
There's
Greg and I are 2-year wedding anniversary. Pause for reaction. We don't waste any time, people. I am efficient, if nothing else.
Three babies in 2 years.
Let's
kick them out.
Good Lord. Monday night, and Sherry was nice enough to babysit Cameron, which was great. And I woke up the next morning, Tuesday, and I went to the hospital for an NST. It's a non-stress test. They just like check the babies and make sure their heart rate and everything looks good. And my doctor showed up. I'm like, hey, Dr. Daniel. He's like, so you're contracting, so we're going to, you know, check you in. I'm like, ha ha. No, like I have a 10 a.m. Like I
got
to go home. Like
that's cute. 10 a.m.
Literally. And he like looked at me and he said, no, you know, you're not. Like, I didn't realize I was having contractions. I just thought like, oh, indigestion or something like that, because I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
So they kept me in hospital jail for a week. And then I had them on your birthday. And they're perfect. They were both, one was 6 pounds.
You did it again.
One was 6 pounds, 3 ounces. They're big ladies. And they're just, they're great. They're you know, just all so far, so good.
The picture that you guys took.
With Greg and I?
With you upside down looking like a bat.
Thank
right?
you. Well, and I'm having a C-section. I don't really have like a lot of choices for the glamour shot.
No,
you know what I mean?
No.
They're actively like sewing me up while they're taking that picture. Hey. I smiled. No, I smiled. I was actually really impressed. It was cute, that picture.
Adorable.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Congratulations.
Thank you. You got to come over and meet them.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's good.
They're lovely.
Awesome.
I mean, they, you know, they sleep and then they wake up and they cry and they eat and they go to the bathroom and
repeat.
They sleep and
repeat.
Yeah, repeat. I'm a little tired, but
it's funny because my next door neighbor had a boy and then two twin girls.
That's what you said.
And
yeah.
So and now they're in their teens, which kind of cracks me up. And that was in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
But they are adorable. All your kids are adorable.
Thank you. They don't look anything alike. Like they look nothing alike. Greg and I were like, oh wow. So. Which I'm thankful for. I mean, they're fraternal, you know. And I was like, well, what are we going to do if they look alike? We're going to stamp one of them on the forehead or like tie something around their wrists or like they
now,
don't look alike.
Question, if they were identical, would you dress them the same like normal people do? I shouldn't say normal people. A lot of people do.
Yeah.
They dress them exactly alike. And then you're like, okay, now you're really screwing us up.
I got them matching outfits for Halloween just because that was easy.
For Halloween.
Yeah, because we're going to be at the house. And Greg is like, Cameron cannot be deprived of this opportunity, a.k.a. my husband wants to go get Halloween candy,
sure,
right? So I made sure they all had a little outfit. But those are matching. I haven't dressed them in anything matching other than when I brought them home from the hospital.
What's Cameron going as?
He just has like little, they're like sweatpants, and the pants have little bats on them and dinosaurs. And then his shirt has a dinosaur holding like a candy pail. Like he's not dressing up.
Right.
He's one.
He's just, yeah.
Like I love
it's
him.
Not
don't
like
have
he's
the energy.
Look at you and go, wait a minute, what is this?
No,
you know,
I want to
be Thor.
Exactly. No, I went to Target. Although one thing I really wanted to do, have you ever seen Toy Story?
Yes.
You know, Stretch. yes. the Slinky Dog. I wanted to make the twins maybe next year or the year after I'll do that. One the front and one the back and tie them together. Stop. I'm going to do it at some point. It's going to be amazing. But that's it. So they just have little outfits. But no, I don't dress them the same. We don't. Sorry, yeah. Greg. We don't dress them the same.
Yet.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we will, but it's not like never.
I mean, it's not like it's not okay. I mean, they're twins.
Yeah, maybe sometimes we will, maybe sometimes we won't.
Sure. So I love it.
Yeah,
I love
it. They're all good, and they're 11 days old.
Well, I did learn something. I think I told you this on the phone yesterday, that there is no I in team, and there is no I in Haley. It's Harper and Haley, and there is no I in Haley.
I know,
if you're actually writing that, make sure you don't put an I in Haley, because you will be corrected, as I was.
Well, you posted it on Facebook, and I just had to tell you that's not how you spell her name.
And,
that's all.
And oops. And again, you know, I look like, you know, I'm like confident. I'm afraid of her.
No.
It is.
That's honestly, that's fair.
So here's
anyway,
the situation.
What?
I'm listing my house.
I know. And I just don't know how I feel about it, but let's talk about it.
I got to tell you something. It's been emotional.
I can only imagine.
There's
I'm surprised you haven't called me.
There's been a couple of times
where
I actually like cried a little
bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like when my daughter and my son came.
Don't. He's going to cry. If you start crying, I'm hormonal as heck. I was going to say the other word. Don't. If you start crying, I will start crying.
All right. I'll get through it. Okay. So they came over just to pick something up on the way to the airport because they were going to fly to Idaho. They were the ones that started this whole
moving
thing.
Yeah, they did. Let's blame them.
So she saw the for sale sign and she started to cry.
Oh, no. It's, you know, y'all have a ton of memories there. The good thing is I'm still here. I will drive by your house every day if you want me to.
Yeah, would you?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I'll do, like, neighborhood watch for
and
you.
If for some reason they do something wrong, can you pound on the door and say, hey.
Excuse me, that's not how we do things
that
here.
That is, no, this is not going to work.
When
so anyway,
are you actually listing it? Next month?
It's actually incoming soon right now.
Okay.
And we are having our first open house on Sunday.
Oh, good, I can make it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Hey, let me tell you something. The house looks great. I realized that a little ADD came out in me.
A little?
Because
Phil sent me like 17 photos the other day of people like with toothbrushes cleaning the grout and stuff in his house.
No, it's been nuts. And the money that I've spent, because I'll look at something and I'll go, we have to correct this. And it's like the people will go, you really don't need to. And I go, you don't understand. Okay, so just this week I had the guy come in, our landscaper come in and re-landscape certain things and put in white rock around the pool and all of that stuff.
In
and
the
it's
back.
Really
okay.
pretty. Yeah. And then I had somebody else come in and actually wash the windows, obviously, which is something that you
that
normally do no matter what.
Such a difference.
I had somebody else come in and strip the actual tiles from the kitchen and the master bedroom tile floors, and they buffed them to where when you see it, it looks like it's just buffed to where it's like it's got a shine
that
on
was
it,
the toothbrush to like, reference.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. I had somebody else, another painting group, come in for 2 days and touch up, painted the garage doors and painted this and restained the front door. And it's, and $10,000 later, I think I'm close. I really, truly believe I'm ready now.
Okay. How's Judy feel?
Judy's going, this place looks amazing.
Yeah, maybe we should stay.
That's what happens with everybody when I actually tell them and I say, you need to do this and this and this and this. I will tell you, though, that I got a new appreciation for what it takes to do the things that I tell people that they need to do. So I'll go on a listing appointment and I'll say, okay, we're going to list it and this is what we want to do. We want to do this and 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 tell me how long it's going to take you and I'll be back. And they go, okay. What I don't realize is when I leave, I go, great. Now when I come back, it's going to be an incredible
Perfect.
House. It's going to be great. Wonderful. Yeah. But
takes time and money.
It takes a lot of time, a lot of patience, a lot of things that you have to move and this and that. And you look at a room and you look at the closet and you... And we were there 20 years, so it's one of those things to where it takes, but I've got a new appreciation for the people.
Definitely.
Yeah, so.
So I was asking you, because you guys aren't planning on moving until mid next year.
Exactly right.
If you were going to stay and do a rent back, but you said no, you guys are probably going to rent something else.
Yeah, what we're going to do is make it contingent on our finding a rental.
Got it.
And if it's a perfect world.
Which you can do for our listeners if they're in an interesting situation like that.
Absolutely.
It's not the traditional sale,
you
right?
You can make a contingent on whatever you want to make a contingent on. The harder, the less likely it'll sell. But ours isn't necessarily hard. It's just one of those things to where if somebody wants to purchase the house, they're just going to have to wait for me to find something that's going to be okay for us to move into because we don't want to be in the street.
Right.
And in a perfect
you
world.
You can come stay with us.
Yes. I was kind of, you built in babysitters. However,
I hadn't thought about that, but yeah.
However, if we list it in a perfect world, we get a decent offer before November or the end of middle of November. If we don't have an offer by November 7th, we're going to take it off the market and list it back in April.
Got it.
So
we've got April
or May. Yeah.
Wow.
And that way we'll stay in it and then we'll just move. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. many moving
So
parts.
Anyway, so if you're actually interested, it's a 3,200 square foot, four bedroom.
It's beautiful.
It really is a nice house. It's got a great yard. We're at the very end of a cul-de-sac, so you could tell your kids to go rollerblade in the street. If you didn't want to actually have them rollerblade in the street, there's a big, huge yard in the back, that they
great.
Can play in. And it also has a very nice pool with a spa, a waterfall,
Are
above ground jacuzzi,
swing set?
Built-in barbecue, of course.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's in really,
it's
really,
house.
Really nice condition.
Yeah.
And it's only $1.4 million.
Wait for a year, and then I'll buy it.
You
I
know
keep
what?
Telling
I,
you
I,
this.
I wish God, we could. I wish we could. They're going to ask me for money for the new house, and I'm going to have to go. Taylor
you
said
Taylor.
Just wait.
I'm scared Taylor of Taylor.
Says,
you go
year.
Talk to her.
It's interesting because just before, you know what? Let's do... Here's a quick look at what's coming up
was a
on this show in the next 60 seconds.
Oh, Lord. Has Zillow gone wild? Poked your weird listing? Poked? Is that... Sorry, don't worry. It might help. I messed that up because I think there's a typo in there.
Okay, let me read yours. Has Zillow gone wild? Poked your weird listing? Don't worry. It might help.
But poked? Okay.
Remax and broker franchisees settle suits over agent recruiting.
Zillow to REX lets unite against no commingling rule.
Modern day redlining is killing black neighborhoods as per HUD secretary.
How to handle an agent's social media post that goes sideways.
Here's a quick look at how agents protect themselves.
Jeff Bezos backed Arrived dives into short-term rental market.
After 2 years of hikes, rental market may be bound for a complete reversal.
I swear it's not about you. 15 reasons past clients go with another agent.
All that and less.
Much less.
On today's show.
What time is it? All we've been doing is talking about ourselves.
This show's almost Woo! Over. Hey, Lexi just texted me.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. Interesting. Hey, Phil, I gave your house key to Taylor. Okay, and she gave
Lexi
it to me.
Is our nanny.
Yes,
who has been dog sitting Phil's dog.
Yes. Yeah. So by the numbers.
Who we love.
Oh. Okay.
SCV.
Oh, by the numbers.
By the numbers.
Yay! I'm making my head spin.
You can tell that we haven't been here for a few weeks because things aren't going
don't
well.
Lump
as the
me.
Well-oiled
don't
machine.
Lump no. me into this. You're the yeah, one no, that's, calling that's the
true.
Shots.
That's true. Well, we've
anyway.
Done this. We've done the yeah. We've done that. Okay.
What do we
by
have?
The numbers. We've got by the numbers. Active listings 537.
Okay.
So it's interesting.
Going
so
down.
Everything went up
yeah.
to over 700.
Was it over 700?
Yeah. And then
wow.
it's down to 537.
Okay.
Active under contracts and pending are 287. So you can't say things aren't selling. Right.
Right. But I think beginning of the school year, don't people with kids tend to kind of stay put? Like it's not the time to uproot?
Yeah, the best time, obviously, is the summertime
right.
so that they can get into situations where they're in their next school area.
Got it.
Closed okay. in the last 30 days. Closed in the last 30 days, 247.
I would have said like 170-something. So that's
so
good.
So things
yeah,
are moving.
They're moving.
Which is
up
interesting.
Here, which we're not surprised about.
Yeah. So, and here's something that's interesting. Hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard this? In fact, I see it on a commercial all the time. You should goo with this company because my home sold in one day.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I get a lot of those like 3 a.m. because I'm up at that time now.
Sold in one day.
Yeah.
Okay. So as soon as you hear that, you have to understand that that's stupid for them to even say.
Okay.
So let's
one word for it.
I'm just gonna give you the scenario.
Okay.
All right?
I'm ready.
You list your home.
Okay.
Okay. You have somebody walk in and say, hi, I'd like to, you know, make an offer on your house.
Okay.
The very first day you've listed it. And so you go, okay, make me an offer. And they say, this is the offer.
Okay.
And you say, okay, I'll take it. You would never do that. Why? Because if somebody actually offers you a certain amount of money the first day, you got to figure, you know what? Somebody might offer me that much or more the second day or the third day or the fourth day, and I can actually pit them against each
well,
other.
You don't get enough exposure on day one, right? I feel like exactly what you're talking about, like the
exactly
succinct
right.
way to say it. Like
that's
you
exactly
would get,
right.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So there's no way that if somebody walked in the first day and said, I'll give you this amount of money, unless it was $200,000.
I was about to say, right. With
the
little
chance of that, though,
caveat.
Is between slim and none.
Right.
But you'd still, even at $200,000 or over asking, you go, Could I get it to 225?
Right. Well, we're showing it. You know, we're going to do best and finals in 72 hours.
Exactly.
So, you know, write it up, send it over.
Anytime you see something, and this is just general information,
it's too
if you
good
ever
to be
see
true.
Anything, it's sold in one day. You'd go, that's
no.
stupid. It didn't. And if it did, and you're the agent that said it sold in one day, you're a terrible agent. I'm serious. I mean, right?
That's
I mean,
how you really feel. I get it. Have you been seeing a lot of those? I mean, I'm watching all the weird infomercials. The stuff that comes on TV between like 1:30 a.m. and 4:30 a.m. is like super interesting. I haven't been up at this hour in a long time. But there's a lot of that. Those commercials, the seller's advantage and the blah, blah, blah.
There's another one that's called Agent Something Elite or something like that. It says, you know what? We find you the best agents and you save so much money by... All they are, they just actually run ads. They get a call. They call this guy and they say, look, if you sell this house, will you actually give us 25 or 35%
right.
of the commission? They say yes.
For most people, that's their largest asset. That's not something that I'm going to nickel and dime.
Oh,
you know what
man.
I mean?
Yep.
So if you see that
right.
commercial and you have questions, call Uncle Phil and he will tell you
yes,
no.
Exactly right.
And list
yeah,
with
but
him.
I see that a lot in, you know, because I've got a lot of realtors on my Facebook thing and I see,
oh, yeah.
hey, guess what? I sold this in one day. I'm like, and I swear to God, I come so close to going,
You
are
should see
awful.
His face if you're on Facebook Live.
If,
he's like,
if you sold this in one day.
Yeah. I hope you don't say that. That's rude.
I don't.
Okay, good.
I don't.
And it's a writing, so you could
you.
Get in trouble. Thank you. See?
I think of you. There's been a couple of things that
good.
I've actually run past you. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what I wanted to do? And you go, I hope you didn't.
Please,
and
Lord,
I go,
tell me
that's,
you didn't.
That's why I go, that's why I said, I you know, I
it's the Taylor test.
It.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You could ask me beforehand. Anyway, so
yeah,
that's
perfect.
Not good marketing.
And you know what? We've got some fun things to do, but we're already at the break time. But it's important that we actually have...
Well, the problem is if we start to get into something, it's going to take longer. So let's just do a quick break. We'll come back and we'll have another segment.
Yay.
And we'll talk about actual things in the news and not just ourselves. We'll try. So well, stay with us. Yep.
Okay. Good luck with it. Hey, hey, welcome back to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and on Facebook Live. Again, it's me, Taylor. It's, Matt. It's Precious. We're all here.
We are.
Yeah.
And I showered.
Yeah.
And dried my hair for the first time in like, I don't even know how long.
It looks great.
It's like real long.
It really, yeah, it has. It's grown.
This morning I was like, grown. Oh. Should probably chop
you
that
You look great,
off.
Though.
Thanks.
Yeah, you glow.
Not too sleep deprived?
No. Actually, okay. No.
I had a lot of coffee. Lexi was very sweet. I was like, can you please go by Starbucks? I'll buy you whatever you want. So she swung by Starbucks on the way, which was nice. But thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
But yeah, we're here. It's good. We got all kinds of fun stuff.
Here's
so what
something
you got?
That's kind of, it just jumped out at me, and I just thought I'd tell everybody when it comes to agents and their safety. This kind of came under the by the numbers thing is the typical agent meets prospective clients whom they've never met before, either at their office or a neutral location, 66% of the time, which is kind of interesting, right? Because you're meeting strangers.
It makes sense. I mean, if you think about it with us, we have a consult. Someone emails us or calls and says, hey, I have a legal issue. And then they come and meet us. And it's obviously at our office typically or on the phone, but we've never met these people before.
Rarely do you have to meet them at a vacant house.
No, thankfully. We try to avoid that.
At 7 o'clock at night. Yep. 73% of personal safety protocols in place that follow with every client. This is more likely among females, 76%, than among males, 67%. When they say safety protocols, they'll usually say something like, I'm going to meet someone. So if I call the office and say, can you pull the red file?
Then you know that it's...
Then you know that there's a problem. 40% of residential realtors said that they have participated in a self-defense class.
Wow.
43% of men and 54% of women carry a self-defense weapon or tool.
Yep.
And among those, they were just pushing the fact that the 75% feel more prepared if they take the realtor safety course. So it's kind of a commercial for the realtor safety course.
I think you're going to laugh. I liken this to, sorry, but when I was dating back in the day, especially when you meet people like online, I would take a screenshot of the person and like his information and send it to two or three of my friends and be like, this is where I'm going. This is who he is. This is, you know, if I don't text you or call you by X period of time, call me.
Yeah.
We'd always do that. So it's kind of the same.
You know,
make sure people know where you are.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad that you have to do that, but
it's really sad that
wild
you have
times
to do that.
Out there. Mm-hmm.
It's really sad.
Definitely.
Okay, so this is I'm going to need help with
lawsuit.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
yeah,
my brain still works. I think she does, but let's see.
Let's
we're
going to run
her
it
out.
Up if we smell smoke, then we'll stop.
Lord.
Okay, so. This is going to be kind of confusing, and then I'll
the article isn't written with a lot of background.
Exactly.
So yes,
right.
That's
exactly
when
right.
I read it. I had to do a little bit of
Yep. So let's kind of start with I'll do the foundation. So
okay.
REX, the
yes.
discount broker, they were the broker that came out and said, "Hey, look, we're better than everybody else because you're paying way too much to sell your home." And so we'll do it for 2% for both sides.
Right.
Right?
We'll do it efficiently,
yep.
quickly, yeah.
So
and for less money. Woo woo.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'll go with that. So how are you going to get the buyer? Well, we're going to do some, you know, we've got a Facebook thing and we'll run and see if we can't do that. And we have to represent them.
Right.
Because if you bring in another realtor.
Then we
then
can't honor the
we
two
can't
and two.
Do the two and
right.
a half. It's got to be 4.5.
Shady.
So they were going.
For your face.
Yeah, yeah. And it was one of those things to where that, but they had a lot of money behind them. They always have money behind
this
them.
This is what we're going to have to figure this out off air.
I don't get it.
Because you and I are very charismatic. We can drum up money. How do these people find all this money?
You know
money?
What? We can drum up $100 million easy.
We should.
And then go, oops, it didn't work, right? Because a lot of these companies are doing that. They're
right.
just going, oh, it didn't work. It's bad timing.
Oh, my gosh.
So anyway, so what happened was they've got this thing called commingling.
Right.
Okay, commingling basically says that if you're going to do things a certain way, then you can't use the MLS the way everybody else uses the MLS because you have to offer an actual commission if you put something in MLS.
Which we've talked about for
yeah.
years on the show.
So
yeah.
if I'm an agent, I actually go out and talk to the people and I say, look, I'll list your house for a certain percentage. Let's just say it's 5. And so they say, okay, I'll pay you 5% to sell the house. Well, you're not paying me 5%. What you're doing is you're paying me 2.5%, and you're paying whoever brings the offer in
exactly.
2.5%.
Brings the buyer
so I put
yep.
in the MLS, and I say, hey, guess what? It's going to be 5%
split.
And 2.5% is going to go to you if you bring me an offer,
right.
and it's a successful close.
Right.
So that works.
That's normal.
Yeah. So, but here was the problem. The problem is Zillow has their own MLS type of thing.
The problem is Zillow.
Yeah. And then also regular MLSs are saying, look, we don't recognize you to put anything in the MLS if you don't give the selling office a commission.
Right.
So Zillow says, well, you know, what we'll do is on our site, we'll give you, we'll let you, you know, do it, but we're going to make it to where you're not really in with the big boys. So they
right.
put a way back in the back, in the back room somewhere, right? They put a thing to where if you click on it, you can actually see.
Which you were telling me about that, like, I want to say a couple months ago, and I tried to find it. So it's hidden. It's hard
yeah.
to find these
Not
listings.
Only is it hidden, REX
yeah.
has gone out of business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's really hidden now.
Wah, wah.
So, but REX is saying, hey, because of your commingling rule, you put us out of business.
Right, it's not our fault.
And so I'm suing you.
And that's the National Association of Realtors,
That's
correct?
The National Association.
Yeah.
Exactly right. So
yeah.
they're suing NAR mm-hmm. and Zillow. So about 2 weeks ago after reports of departing REX employees. So what's happened is REX employees, even though the lawsuit's going on and they're suing them, so Zillow has come back and said, hey.
Zillow's joining with REX, which is unusual.
Well, hang on a second.
Right.
But that's step two.
Oh, sorry.
Step one still is. Zillow has come back and said, look, you're suing us, so what we're doing is we're asking you, we want to actually collect all of the information on all of your salespeople's computers.
Right, because we need to see, so that's called discovery.
Okay, good. See,
yep,
this is perfect.
Yep, I got you.
Okay, so they're asking for all the computers.
Yeah.
And they're also, and so they're saying, well, wait a minute, what we've done is we've given those computers as severance. So we've given them, so if you want them, try to get them from them, right, individually. And they're coming back and they're saying, well, this one lady actually downloaded everything off her computer, and that's actually stuff that we need to see. Now, I'm not sure why they need to see them.
That's messy.
Tuesday, REX pushed back against Zillow's motion to compel, telling the court that Zillow's request is just a fishing expedition that aims to embarrass REX before the court.
So this is the way that it works. I sue you. right? Mm-hmm. Because I say that you've done something bad, right? Yes, you and I had a business together and it failed.
Right.
So I sue you. You have lots of information. You have text messages. You have emails. You have documents. I need to see all of that, right? Because mm-hmm. I have to prove my case.
Got it.
So that's what's called discovery. Mm-hmm. So you can do written discovery, which is a bunch of questions. You can do depositions, which are my favorite because I get to stick you in a room for up to 7 hours and grill the heck out of you, which I love doing.
You got a little drool.
I know,
there.
I'm excited. I can tell I haven't done one in a while. So if you don't want to respond, right, you have to object and have reasons. And if I think your reasons are nonsense, right, my radio word, nonsense,
sure.
Then I file a motion to compel. Hey, court, look at this is what I've asked Phil to produce. It's material. He won't produce it. And then the court can make a decision. Sometimes there's a discovery referee. If there's a lot of discovery, which this probably would have because there's so much going on. So if you have all these independent people that have their laptops that have done God knows what with their information,
right
you're going to need it's more in depth. So, but that's what's going on.
I would love to see you in action. Oh my God, that would be so fun. I'd like to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah, yeah. As long as it's not you, it's good stuff.
I'll wear a tie. Do you think you can put me in the back? I swear, I'll look like official. I'll take notes and everything.
Courtrooms are, they're public.
Okay,
you know,
cool.
Unless they're not, so yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's what's going on.
So now, is it possible that they're actually just trying to, you know, because you got to figure that RAX, without money coming in, they're probably running out of money. Do you think it's just them saying, let's just see if we can't ask for the computers and the information to keep it going? It really is a fishing expedition.
Discovery is really broad. So you're like, I'm entitled to like all of your stuff, quite frankly. So it's, you know, a fishing expedition. I mean, there's your evidence code. If it's not, you know, going to lead to anything that's reasonably related to what's going on, and that's not the actual code, that's just our explaining it to you and Greg can understand, then that could be prohibited. So yeah, maybe a fishing expedition, but...
Okay, so now here's the curveball. Here's step two.
Okay, I'm ready.
The real estate giant, Zillow obviously, also suggested that REX and Zillow team up to rid real estate industry of the commingling rule. In other words, they're trying to say, look, you know, we did it basically, but and the rule should be changed, but it was a rule. So we shouldn't get sued for it. But why don't you and I team up and go after NAR? Do you think that that's just them saying, hey, you know what, let's not actually give REX the win here against Zillow, because Zillow is understanding that it was legal when they did it, but they should change it with NAR.
I don't know.
That possible?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's their attorney's procedural decision, right? I'm not sure. There could be a number of reasons why they're doing that. Or the two of them together are stronger and have a better chance against NAR. And the commingling rule has been an issue forever. We've talked about it so many times.
Well, it just makes sense that if you're going to have an MLS, right? And the MLS is for realtors to hear about other realtors' listings. If you've got people out there that are sending them through, does it make sense to be able to put them in there with no commission? I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, does it put a realtor in a really bad position when they've been showing properties forever, as much as 2 years? I just had one close that I was showing property for 2 years.
I remember that.
Is it okay to then say, okay, here's a listing here. There's no commission. Do you then show it as a realtor saying, well, I guess I have a fiduciary duty to actually show that listing, even though I know I won't make any money on it?
Why can't you have the commission? That's the base. And then if you decided that you wanted to contract around it or take less, then you could. We do that in certain cases.
I'm thinking that if there was something that was zero, let's just say
I think zero is a bad idea.
Zero.
I think that's going to be really I think that's going to be hard to get someone like, yeah, you have a fiduciary duty, but at the same time, you have to feed your family and yourself, right?
But that was all about REX.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And they were saying, hey, we want our cake and eat it too. We want you to actually advertise our listings, but then they have to come to us to actually represent both sides.
Yeah, which, I mean, we've talked about, I think, is again, it's my legal opinion.
Okay, cool. All right. So here's the next one that you need to weigh in on. Okay. RE/MAX and broker franchisee settle suit over agent recruiting. This is kind of interesting, and there was something in here that made me laugh. It says the real estate franchisor alleged broker Jimmy Doolin funneled agents to eXp, while Doolin's counterclaim alleged RE/MAX allowed other franchises to recruit away his agents. In an August 2021 complaint, RE/MAX accused James E. Doolin II.
That's a good name.
And his Carmel, Indiana I thought it was Carmel at first, Carmel, Northern California.
Oh, yeah.
Carmel, Indiana, which is probably a lot different. The Hamilton Group, of violating terms of its 4 franchise agreements for RE/MAX offices in Indiana by allegedly recruiting 41 agents to eXp Realty while still under contract with RE/MAX. The 4 offices did business as RE/MAX Ability Plus. Now, here's the gist behind this. Guy owns 4 offices, okay. Right? He realizes, you know what? This whole thing with RE/MAX, the way it's situated, is archaic, and it's time to go with EXP.
Shameless plug while right? You wear your EXP shirt. It's the way to go, guys.
Oh, you can see that?
Yes.
Oh, I thought that was covered. EXP. All right. Okay. So he realizes he's not going to re-sign, but he's got 4 different agreements, right, for 4 different offices.
Okay.
2 of them are up within a month, and the other 2 aren't 2023 and 2024.
Okay.
So this is the joke that I thought was very funny.
Okay.
See, if he's a broker there, he's not allowed to actually move any of his agents over somewhere.
Yeah.
Personally.
Correct.
Because that would be a bad thing, right? For RE/MAX. So they said he came up with an elaborate scheme.
I love a scheme. Here's a good scheme.
Here's the elaborate scheme.
Okay.
He goes, honey, you're an agent. You didn't sign our agreement. You sign all of our agents up. That's the elaborate scheme. It's like, no, that's just common sense. So
I was expecting more.
From an elaborate
scheme. I washed my hair for this. Wait, good grief. Yeah, not elaborate scheme. But a scheme nonetheless.
Yeah, he okay. actually wrote them through his wife and then through a colleague. So what basically was happening was he was saying, look, I want to be able to go to eventually, you know, as soon as my things are up, I want to be able to go to EXP, and I want to recruit, and I want to have people underneath me, because if you're underneath them, you don't get any money. If you're over them and they make sales, then you make money. So it doesn't make any sense for him to wait, push all of these people to EXP and put them over under somebody else, because he's not going to make any money on that. So
So
they came and they said, look, that's not fair. You're not supposed to do that. And
I wonder if any of his contracts were negotiable.
You know,
that's
I'm
where
not
I would
sure.
have
he countersued them though, saying that in February 2022, the countersuit Doolin alleged RE/MAX allowed other RE/MAX franchises to recruit away his agents in violation of his own predatory recruiting policy. So I guess what happened is it got out there that he was doing that, and that they put it out there to the other RE/MAX companies, RE/MAX offices, saying, "Hey, if they're going to gut this, and you still want to be with RE/MAX, come with us."
Got it.
So now they're doing this, right?
That's a nice cross complaint. I'm okay with that. That makes it more fun.
It makes sense. So I guess what happened was is it got into a real, I don't want to say it's something show, but it got into.
That's the word I thought too. Great minds. It was a mess. So,
and you know what? And you know who wins?
Who wins?
You guys.
The lawyer always wins.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So that's.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Yep. Now, let's do a really quick one before we want to break.
Very another quick
break.
One.
Jeff Bezos is backed, arrived, that's the name of the company, and Jeff Bezos backed it, dives into short-term rental market. I don't understand this. Backed by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, the real estate investment platform is the latest fractional ownership company to enter the rapidly growing short-term rental market.
Okay,
so they're, you know,
we're following thus far.
Arrived Homes, the investment platform that sells fractions of rental homes to investors for as little as $100.
This makes me nervous.
Huh?
I want to see the paperwork.
Has begun rolling
goes
out
with
homes.
All of this.
Yeah, has begun rolling out homes that will be rented exclusively as short-term rentals. So it's like Airbnb and stuff like that, right? So,
but how many investors do you have per property? Are they pooled?
And yeah, that's what
I don't
understand.
Or like a mortgage-backed security? Like how are they? I don't know.
With the launch of a 4-bedroom, 4-bath townhouse in Nashville, Tennessee, the fractional real estate investment platform expanded its offerings to investors.
That's a big old townhouse.
Yeah.
4-bedroom, 4-bathroom? I'm just saying that's a lot. Yeah,
and it's strictly a rental, so you get a ton of people that actually invest in this thing. And obviously, we know Arrived makes their money because, you know, they probably bring in more money than the place is actually worth. And then they give a fraction of the rent to them because they've got to do all of those things when it comes to renting. The move, which the company has been planning to roll out for months, makes Arrived the latest fractional ownership platform to pivot to allow customers to invest in a vacation rental market. Has that been a big thing for you? You've been saying, I've got to, you know. invest in the vacation rental market. I've got an extra $100.
No, I mean, we want to buy. We've looked at Hawaii, buying like a little condo out there to use and have.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've got a great building for you to do. We'll rent it when it's not,
Okay, we'll talk. But no, we've not said, here's this $100. Should we go to dinner or should we put it toward an investment rental?
Now, here's my question is when it comes to investing in anything right now, did they pick a bad time to roll this out?
I would think so.
Yes, that's what I
think. Well, and I'm wondering, what's your ROI? Like, what are you getting back for it?
And how much?
70 cents on your $100?
Yeah,
I don't know.
The launch follows a $25 million funding round. Here we go again with the millions of dollars, including from the venture capital Bezos Expeditions, which is run by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. The company has fully funded over 150 properties in 27 markets worth over $55 million.
So it has to be pooled. You don't get to pick.
Yeah, absolutely. But what doesn't make any sense is when they say, for as little as $100.
That's the hang-up. I don't understand.
New markets for arrived homes. Joshua Tree, California. The hell is that?
Joshua Tree?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
Is it?
Yeah. You can go hiking. It's like out by like Palm Springs-ish. And, oh. Yeah.
So it's desert?
Yeah.
Oh. Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, you know that, I hope.
Panama City, Florida.
Don't go there.
Clearwater, Florida. Glendale, Florida. Glendale, Arizona. So Panama City is probably not there anymore. Clearwater's probably
Panama
not there
City
anymore.
Is there. That's near where my parents have a house.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Up in the panhandle part. The top part. Is that the panhandle?
Glendale,
Arizona.
Yeah.
Ew.
Scottsdale.
I love Scottsdale.
Blue Ridge, Georgia.
But again, I'd love to see paperwork for this. How does this work?
Yeah.
I should find out and see. I can throw $100 at it. I'm just saying. And then
if
I could get the contract, that's what I'm saying.
Let's go 50-50. That's a lot of money.
Yes, it is. No, but I'm wondering about the paperwork. So, okay.
The company also partnered with property managers and home designers in newly expanded markets. Well, that makes sense.
Well, you have to. Somebody has to manage all that stuff. Good grief.
Yeah. I'm just curious to know how much your $100 is going to make you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
70 cents
or
something.
Okay.
I don't know.
We'll look it up.
Okay. Well, I think we have to take another wee break.
Is it quick or what?
It is quick.
All right. Zillow gone wild as soon as we come back.
I'm excited about this. Yeah,
that's
stay
awesome.
Tuned.
Partial nudity. Hey, okay, welcome back to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and on Facebook Live.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, that's right. It's me. It's Taylor. It's
you sound
Matt.
It's me. It's Taylor.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, it's me.
Yeah.
And it's Taylor.
Much better.
Taylor.
We need a little zest.
With five, you get egg roll. Did you ever figure that out?
No.
You didn't, did
no.
you?
No. I've been busy, Phil.
What have you been doing?
Nothing.
Making babies and
I know.
Stuff?
No, having babies. Good Lord. We're done. No more. Anyway, no, I didn't, but I will. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. It was a movie with Rock Hudson and Doris Day, and it was with Eight, You Get Egg Roll. And I guess the joke, and that was the name of the movie. And what happened was is they put their four kids together with four kids, and they married. And the joke was, if you have eight people, you get free egg roll when you actually are Chinese food.
Wow.
So that was the thing. So when I said, with five, you get egg roll, you have five kids. I was wrong with the number.
I don't have five kids. I have three kids. Well, arguably four if you include my husband.
Okay, you have five in the family.
That's true. Would the dogs count?
You could.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, as long as we're making this up, you might as well.
May as well go for it.
Sure.
Right?
Zillow gone wild.
I'm excited.
Okay. Yep. You know what?
I spent some time looking at this.
Did you?
Yeah. And well, the Instagram account, because I read about it, and then I was like, wait, I actually want to see some of these listings. So,
to be honest, when I asked you if you've ever seen it, and you said no, I was actually shocked. I thought, oh my God, that was in your wheelhouse.
I know, it is very much so. So now I follow.
Yep, awesome. For some agents, I mean, just for some agents, a listing shared on the real estate skewering Instagram page provided a boost for others, not so much. So this is not a Zillow thing, is it?
No, not at all.
It's an Instagram thing that people just acted, okay, got it. So that's what threw me off. I was thinking that it was a Zillow thing.
No. No, it's not backed by Zillow.
Inman investigates five listings that got put through the ringer on Zillow Gone Wild.
So if you have Ye Olde Instagram, I think they have a Facebook also, and you look it up, it's what you think it is. It's houses on Zillow that are just wild for whatever reason, and we'll get into it, because that's what I was thinking, like Zillow Gone Wild, like, well, it doesn't sound like something we should talk about on the air, but it is. It's actually PG. It's just they're interesting listings.
Yeah. So they go over five listings that actually got put on there, and it's from an agent's point of view. So Keller Williams agent Brenda May's initial reaction to learning her client's dome-shaped home on 7221 Beverly Street in Annandale, Virginia, had been featured on Zillow Gone Wild, the hugely popular social media page that shares some of the zaniest listings on Zillow in an audience of millions, was the fear that the ruthless commenters would tear the igloo-shaped home apart. Although she worked with a staging company to rid the house of inferior, to rid the house of the interior of some of the more outdated design elements, and with the professional real estate photographer, the fear remained that home buyers would not bite on something as unique as a dome-shaped home, and instead opt for something more conventional and less round. But contrary to her fears, May was surprised to find out that much of the online commentary was positive, some critics notwithstanding. So, you're going to get people just like that.
I just showed Matt and Precious a screenshot of one of the listings.
So one of the things says, for the first time, I have to say I like it, one commenter wrote on Twitter. Here's another one. The living room is cozy, even with the ceilings that high. I'd like to have parties there, wrote another. With a Twitter being Twitter, some of the feedback wasn't positive. Who wants to live in a planetarium?
Here's my thought, though. Any exposure is good exposure, because you're going to find some interesting, eclectic human that wants this one, which is in Sacramento. It says, per the listing, the artwork throughout the house was done by the seller and was made with caulk, styrofoam, and wood. So literally, I'm looking at this living room, and it's got like weird texture on the walls. It looks like it's got coral coming out of the fireplace. It's light blue, dark blue. Like, it's hideous,
yep,
right? But I'm looking at it. We're talking about it,
yep,
you know, and someone's going to look at it and potentially like it. So yep.
There was another one here that it was done by an artist, right? And it was funny because what they did was is they put all sorts of interesting things on the walls and the ceilings, like games, like Monopoly games and stuff all over the
house. Well, on the ceiling, that's practical. That's like how I like to play Monopoly, because there's not the little pieces that fall everywhere, right? Who would do that? I don't understand. But that's art, right?
There was another one that was actually,
that's what I'm saying.
In Seattle, there was one that was actually painted purple.
My house was purple when we bought it.
And no, there's no HOA, obviously. Because, you know, purple usually
isn't. Oh, you mean the outside of the house was purple?
Oh, yeah. No, the outside. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
You know,
I think it's fun. I scrolled through it last night. I'm like, all right,
I'm
bored. These are kind of cool.
It's interesting. I went on a listing presentation while Chris was out of town, and somebody in Oxnard, and he was like very proud of his house. And I went into the guest bathroom, and it was somebody actually draw a beautiful, beautiful painting of a jungle, but there was a huge tiger, and the tiger had his head turned and was looking down at the toilet. So if you're actually sitting on the toilet, you're being watched by a tiger. And I thought, how do I tell this guy he needs to paint over this thing? Because it cost him a lot of money to put up.
Did you tell him that?
Did I?
Yeah.
No, because you know what? It was a listing appointment, and I wasn't going to have him actually sign anything there.
Okay.
So I just said, okay, I want to get back to you. I want to give you some things.
Yeah,
that I think
and the art in the bathroom is very specific.
And that's another thing to where if it doesn't sell, we can say, you know what? Let's see if we can.
Maybe.
Yeah, let's play with this a little bit. How about a little white paint over the tiger?
Yeah, that would be a little bit strange.
Yep.
But again, I mean, like I said, art is subjective. Someone's going to like it. Any exposure, I think, why not?
Bad news.
What?
We run out of time.
It always happens.
How does that work? It's like, it goes like that.
Because we talk a lot and get through a fraction of what Sweet Michelle prints for me.
Kind of our job, isn't it?
I know.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's good. I'm glad that my brain still somewhat works.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I just thank every being on the planet, God, whoever, that your babies are awesome.
They're awesome.
Yep. And
yep,
that you came out of it terrific, and because that's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah, we're done.
And you've done.
Have I said that before on the show?
Yeah.
I don't know if my husband is listening.
You're not telling me that. I know.
Yeah.
You're putting it out there right now.
I know.
Yep.
Well, hey, if people want to get a hold of you.
You know what? They can.
They
just call me.
Okay. At
661-312-3561. Mm-hmm. How about you?
661-259-9000.
And if they just want to talk to Cameron or the babies, how do they get a hold of him?
661-259-9000. Ask to speak to Michelle, and she will schedule you a time with me. Or go to our website, dywlaw.com.
Yay.
It's a fun way to read about us.
Or they can
go
to philnardella.com and talk to me.
Exactly.
Which
it's good stuff.
Would be a good thing.
Right. And they won't have to go through Michelle.
Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Yeah, you too. I'm glad everybody thanks for listening. It's nice to be back.
Judy took the day off, so we're going to go to lunch.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah, that will be fun.
Thank you.
And everyone have a great weekend.
Yay.
Stay safe. We'll be here next week.
Awesome. Deep inside me, I'm fading to black. I'm
fading, took an oath back.